Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogues JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogues JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal, PayMe link, or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
But today, we are 15 and we are counting. You see, wicked people in the world have a tendency to limit people, to limit the number of ages you will live, the number of years you will live, or even the number of years your business will survive, your marriage. But let us be prophetic today and declare that as the ministry is still continuing and counting, so will be your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Declare, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever limitations that the enemy has placed on my life. In the number of years. Or days.
Or months.
Or hours.
Or hours.
I declare it powerless.
Over my life.
Say my marriage will survive.
My marriage will survive.
I cannot yet say my marriage will make it.
My marriage will make it.
So if you are not married, don't worry. Just say it. Say never, don't worry. Whatever it means in the spirit, just say it. Say
my marriage will survive.
Say never, don't concentrate too much on this word marriage. Don't stress. Say
my marriage will survive.
It will outlive
the prophets of doom.
Say
my business
will survive.
It will continue
to operate
5 years,
10 years,
15 years,
and beyond in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Even yourself, there may be things in your life. Unso or akiboni or hotla itzala akiboni or ntweta fisha kai kai. No, declare this way. Say in the name of Jesus. I cancel every negative thing. Let me tell you something that I have discovered lately, that most of the things that I'm fighting in my life today are the things that I confessed many years ago negatively. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, sometimes we arm the enemy. We give him the weapons. We make him strong against us. He does not have much against us. No, for Christ has been victorious over him. But he takes what we give him and he uses against us. Are you here? So sometimes what is against us is our own tongues. For indeed we shall reap the fruit thereof. And this is so true. That I find and I look at the things that I'm saying, but I remember many, many years ago, this is what I said. And it's coming to pass. Spend more time saying the things you want to see in your life. Amen. Are we all here? Are we all here? So I want us to pray and say, Lord Jesus, I know there are things I may have spoken that are working against me today, that are limiting me concerning my marriage, concerning my business, concerning my calling, concerning my ministry. There are things I may have spoken out of anger, out of frustration, that I did not really want to see happening. Say, forgive me, Lord. I pray that you shield me from my own words. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Say, I cancel every limitation placed upon my life by the words which I have spoken. Say, Lord Jesus, shield me, protect me, hide me from my own words. I pray, may I not pay the price that I deserve to pay. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, I declare today that things in my life, from marriage to business to career to finances, that everything is going to grow stronger by day, and it will outlive the predictions of my enemies. I pray in the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, my life and many aspects of my life are going to continue to live beyond the limitations placed upon by man. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I think whilst we are standing, I know there will be time when we're speaking about the church later on, but I just wanted to thank God with me, because there was a time when the church was only my family. I want you to see your vision come true. You are not hearing what I'm saying. There was a time when church was only my house. And look at us today. And let me say this. I was asked during the live stream this question. Have you ever felt discouraged? And I said many times. But I want to say this, and perhaps in a way of helping some of us survive what we are hearing. When the ministry started, for a long time, it was only few people, very few. Amen. Hallelujah. And I remember there was a man of God I used to follow, and I stopped following when he said these words. He said, if your ministry is not growing, you're not called by God. And I said, yo, I thought I was coming for a word of encouragement, not discouragement. I switched my television off. If your ministry is not, I mean, this man's ministry was booming. I mean, like it was booming. And I thought, maybe there's something to learn. And as I was listening, I say, if your ministry is not growing, you are not called of God. And I switched it off, and I asked myself also, but is it probably true that God didn't call me? Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. What kept me going is that voice that I heard, that I responded to, that I said, Lord, I believe you are the one who was talking to me. I'm going to hold on to this word no matter what. I'm not going to allow what I hear and what I see to discourage me. I'm saying this as a way of encouragement to you. In this life, if what you are following is the right thing for God, for you, you're not going to get many people encouraging you. You'll have a lot of people who are discouraging you. In fact, I normally say that if you don't receive 10 negative things about what you're doing, that it will not happen, you are probably not doing the right thing. Are you hearing me? You must be having disapproval one after another. Then you know, why is the devil trying to discourage me? This must be the right track. Are you hearing me? It must be the right direction. Amongst the many things that I wanted to share with you is this one, that honestly, seeing us this many, and I know a lot are still not here today, but seeing these people here today and looking back, and I say, what if I had listened to that man of God and thought I wasn't called? Today, where would you be? Look at your neighbor. Where would you be today? Ari. Who has my life? What's my life? What am I saying to you? I'm saying this to you. That you're giving in. It's not, you're not only disappointing yourself. You are disappointing the many that you are supposed to encourage by what you are supposed to be doing. When you have to give up, think about Sichaba Seso Latela. Every person is a leader. You may not think you are not a leader. You have somebody following you, Luena. I mean, Laba Kaba 5, it's fine, but... but there's somebody looking after you, up to you, okay? Somebody, you may not even be aware, somebody is watching you from a distance. Well, I'm encouraged. The day you give up, Leena Arch. If boss mom mang libona ba give up, who am I? So people will say that, yes. Hallelujah. So I'm saying to you, this journey has not been easy. It is still not easy. Many things have happened and many things are still happening. But forward we go. We have been entrusted with so much. Forward we go. Amen. Prophetically, yes. Three times grace, both being the number of completion. Three is the number of completion, so it's five. Hallelujah. So it is grace. Hallelujah. It is grace threefold. Amen. May it be so in our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. To love Jesus. So today we are going to read from the book of Hebrews, last week I was in Pretoria, and I believe that Pretoria is joining us live right now. They're joining the service. Hallelujah. We had a wonderful time there. Hallelujah. And I started speaking on this topic that side, but it's in my spirit that I'll continue to talk about this today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are going to read from Hebrews 10, verse 25. Hebrews 10, verse 25, as you're opening your Bibles, I just want to bless the reading of the Word. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray today that this indeed is your Word. Heavenly Father, I'm here. I pray that, Lord, I'll find grace and mercy to speak as your voice. Father, I pray that the message will be clear to the ears that will hear. Even the things that I didn't say, may the Holy Spirit do so in their hearts. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Say neighbor, oh, yes. Are you excited to hear the word of God? Yes. Are you excited? Yes. Let's get some excitement going here. Amen. Yes. Read verse 25.
Hebrews 10, verse
25.
Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Now, the Bible tells us that we must not forsake or leave the gathering of the saints. Amen. Do not forsake the gathering of the saints. Look at your neighbor. Don't forsake the gathering of the saints. And today, I really pray and hope that we will have a deeper meaning of this word and what it means not to come to church. Look at your neighbor. I hope you will understand what it means if you don't come to church. I know winter is coming. There are people who will be convinced by winter not to go to church. Oh, yes. Amen. Ask your neighbor, have you ever missed the service because it's raining or it is winter or whatever? Ask your neighbor, have you ever miss church for such reasons? Is the answer yes or no? Oh, there is no. Oh, let's clap hands for those who are saying no. Hallelujah. Well done, well done. You understand the meaning of this. Amen? Apostle Paul, we believe, is the one who wrote Hebrews, but some people don't think so. Okay? But doesn't matter who wrote it. But the writer, let's say the writer of the book of the Hebrews, says we must not do what? We must not forsake the gathering of the saints. And I want us to go deeper to understand the words, the meaning of the words that were used here. You see, English can be limited in describing words. Amen? So that's why we as preachers, we try to go back to the culture of the time in terms of language and other things, and ask ourselves, how would it have sounded in the ears of those who were hearing it at that time? So that we don't miss things. English, we understand what I'm saying. So now, when you go back to the Greek words that were used here, are you here? Are you here? So the Greek word used here, it's lepo. Say lepo. Now, in general terms, it means to abandon, to leave behind. Amen? It describes a situation where one is left behind. Now, I want you to understand that, you know, often when you use this word, don't abandon the gathering of the saints. The message hangata is concerning the guy, the one who leaves, and the danger that the person is likely to face by not attending church. Are you hearing me? Yes, that is true. That is true. And in fact, if you look at this word, so there are so many ways that this word could be translated into English, which includes the head. Head means mhlape. Is that right? Mhlape, meaning when you leave the gathering, it's like one. Do you understand that? It's like you are this buffalo that strays away from the rest, and you know the danger. You know, lions are just waiting, isn't it, to see the one that is going to go astray. Even when they are chasing, they are chasing. Stay in the group. I don't hear what I'm saying. When they are chasing, they are just chasing, hoping with hope that one will go, psh, and then they leave the rest and they go after this one. The danger of forsaking. Am I talking to somebody here? You open yourself. There is comfort and there is protection in the group. Because you never say, but I need you as much as you need me. But you see, that is not the only emphasis on this word abandoning or forsaking. It's also something to do with those that you leave behind. Are you hearing me? In other words, I have a responsibility. Haki saiki reking. I also have to account to God concerning those that he entrusted to me in the congregation. I don't know if you are hearing me. You see, when you are here, don't take it lightly that this is just a church that you chose. Amen? Amen. There's a reason why you are here. So, if you say, I don't go to church, you are abandoning your responsibilities to another Christian. I'll show you more as we go. Are you still here? Amen. So, that's why it emphasizes also on what? Those that are left behind. Say, those that are left behind. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, this verb is the same way. You see, if you add what we call prefixes and many things around this word, you get many, 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 many explanations and how it can be used. But to cut the long story short, I want to show you another place where the same word, lepo, was used. And this was used by our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was used by who? It was used by Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It was by Lord Jesus Christ when he prayed that, when he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, why has thou forsaken me? Okay, that word, it means the same thing, lepo, which is, means that you have left me. So when Christ was praying at that hour, he had the same feeling that God has left him and forsaken me. Are you hearing me? So it's the same word. Hallelujah. Are you here? Hallelujah. So if you explain the same word that Jesus Christ used in that sentence, it actually means directly. It means you left me here, in here, down here. Okay, in here, down here, you left me. In here, down here, you left me. That's what it means. Thou art forsaken me. It means in here, down here, you have forsaken me. Now, what does it mean? It means that if you use that word in a day-to-day interaction of Christians, is that if you leave the gathering, you leave others more vulnerable. I know Runaba Zalani, when somebody leaves, good riddance. Hello? We are better off who? Okay, I don't know. You are very quiet here. Are you here? Yeah. When people leave the church, they leave us. We say, about. We say, good riddance. Oh, are you sure you're saying no? What I know is that when people leave churches, because people feel that people should be in those churches, so they are hurt when people go. Say never, be honest. So when people leave churches, people get hurt, you know, and then instead of blessing them, they'll say, okay, but you know what? Whether what thing or what thing, it does not make any difference. But the truth is that it does. Are you hearing me? And this is important because some of you must understand that when God uses you and you impact people's lives and you see people's lives changing, you yourself, you will feel important. Oh, that's normal. Lunali gets a mzalwan. We get a mzalwan. That's normal. Hallelujah. If you realize that things happen when you are there, it's normal to feel good about it. It's normal to feel important. It's normal. But you just have to fight it. Amen. And then you have this feeling, they don't appreciate me. They don't say anything. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not going there anymore. I sacrifice a lot. Not even once anybody, Limurut. Not even once has anybody said thank you. Not once has anybody
appreciated what I do. Are you still leading? They find the church clean. Kura babutu lukimanga cleaning. That's how it happens. It's true. You are doing a good job. It's true. But you just don't have to allow those thoughts to attack you. Sometimes it's people who pray. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's intercessors. People pray for the ministry. Pray for me. Pray. I'm just feeling, I know. Hallelujah. Because nobody appreciates what you're doing. But let me tell you this. It is true that what you're doing is making a difference. And I'm here to tell you that it is true. You are important. I say you are important. Are important. Somebody must tell you, you are important. Amen. Because if you leave, you are leaving us in here, down here, you left us. In here, down here, you left us. Oh, yes. So, it's very important to understand that the gathering of the saints, it's critical to the well-being of the group. Harilichi, every single one of you makes this group unique, healthy, and strong. Amen. Some people will feel, but now, Kimutunya na fella, I don't do any. I just go there, just go. Say never, keep coming, please, so. Keep coming here. Keep coming here. You are important. Amen. Amen. We may not see that you are important or even recognize your importance, but believe me, you are. Tell your neighbor, you are. Keep what? I cannot hear you. Keep what? Keep what? Keep coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, do not abandon this, the gathering. Hallelujah. Do not leave me here, in here, under. Hallelujah. And down here. Amen. So, that verb, forsaking, it's much more than just posing a danger to those who leave, but it also leaves those behind more vulnerable. So when we lose one in our midst, in fact, in some translations, is leaving a gap. Okay? If you translate it in another English word, is leave a gap. In other words, when you leave, you are leaving a gap. Amen. It doesn't matter who you are. It does not matter what you think you're doing here, but your being here makes a difference. Keep showing up. Tell your neighbor, keep showing up. Hallelujah. Keep what? Say, keep showing up. I want you to read again. Do not forsake what? The gathering of the saints. I want you to read again.
Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
As some have made it what? A habit. Yao lofa. Hello. Yes. Say never. Some have made it. Tell your neighbor. Some have. But why it? Holofa. So you see, in 12 lofa, it's in mo. Kehale, ibile, it's in the Bible. You wake up in the morning, I am just tired. Walof. Yeah. I don't believe that I do have some more responsibilities, but not a more important one. Yours is still important. Your responsibility to the gathering of the saints. You know, here is the issue, and I've been praying about this for a long time, because church was never like this from the beginning, by the way. Do you know that in the first century, church was not conducted the way we do it? It wasn't. You come, you look at me, I talk to you, you go home. Never. It wasn't like that. That is the vision behind the synagogues, to go back to the roots. Amen. Because in that place, everyone knew that he was going to contribute either with a song, a word, or something. But in our churches today, we just go re-attender, then re-high. Look at the society. See a police. So that when I go home one day, they must bury me. Hallelujah. But it was never like that from the beginning. Church was more dynamic. When they came together, one did this, one came with a prophetic word, one came with this. It was dynamic. It was lively. Everyone felt important. But here we are today. So when Paul was speaking about, the writer of the Hebrew was talking about the gathering, he did not even have this in mind, by the way. It was a different setup. So a lot of things have changed over time. You know, there was a time I questioned many things. Even the fact that our pulpit is just in front of people like a cinema, where does it come from? Like Biscopo. It's a setup for theater and theatrical things, you know. Hallelujah. But that's where we are. We'll slowly go back to where we are supposed to be. We don't want to rock the boat in one day, you know, but as long as you understand, we are working towards something. Do you understand what I'm saying? Where everybody will come to church and feel that, hey, I was important in that meeting. I made a difference in somebody's life. In these churches, you can come to church and do nothing and nobody will know that you're doing nothing. Amen. So do not neglect what the meeting or the coming together of the believers. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 So when Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The word there was, you left me here, down here, you left me. Amen. So we have a responsibility. Look at your neighbor, we have a responsibility towards each other. When you look at the word, the gathering of the saints, it's from the word agora. Say agora. Say agora. So this has a meaning of meeting in public spaces, marketplaces. Hallelujah. And in fact, even the word the synagogue seems to take its root meaning from the ago, synagogue, from that word of gatherings together. I don't know if you are hearing me, what I'm saying to you. Hallelujah. So, this word refers to people coming together, as I said, like a herd, moving together and gathering together like the herd. Hallelujah. You know, there's many things that you can learn from running, and that's why, again, the same Hebrews, book of Hebrews, gives us a picture of a Christian life as the one of a runner. Hallelujah. In Hebrews chapter 12, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. It tells us that we have to run this race with what? With perseverance. Say, with perseverance. So our life as Christians is depicted or is shown like that one of a or is it's pictured in the same way that you look at the runner. Hallelujah. And there's so many things that you can learn from there, and that's why I love running. That's why I talk about running a lot. And here is the thing about running that we can learn when it comes to the gathering of the saints. Are you ready for this? You know, one of the things that are amazing about runners gathering is that you will see, you'll be shocked one day you wake up going wherever, 5 o'clock, and you meet a sea of runners and you wonder, where did these people come from? 5 o'clock in the morning. Many runners, ka 5 or ka 6, whatever. You wonder, where did these people come? Have you ever seen runners that time, 6 o'clock in the morning? Did it look normal? It doesn't, because it immediately you ask yourself, when did these people gather? Thousands of people, 6 o'clock. Today, there is Comrade Marathon. What time did they start? 5. Did they start at 5? And how many were they? 10,000. How many were running this year? 10,000. They gathered ka 5 in the morning. Oh, yes. Try to get Christians to come early to church. You'll see what you get. Say, neighbor, try get Christians to come to church early. I don't know about Osheva. Runners, and these people are just going to run, by the way. They're going to run. They're going to chase air. And they even pay. You know, that's another amazing thing about this. Do you know we pay? Do you know we pay to run? And we don't pay small amounts. We pay to do what? To chase nothing. Oh, maybe I'm talking to the wrong people here. We pay to do what? To chase nothing. But Christians who understand that what they carry is even of more importance, they drag their feet to the place. Are you hearing me? They do what? They drag their feet to the place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, a runner, they don't think about running on that Saturday morning. No. The preparation starts weeks before. They will be training, they will be doing what, and even on the day of the race, the day before, they make sure that the clothes are ready, the running shoes, everything is, so that in the morning, they don't have to look for stuff. But when 10 o'clock, we are looking for your Bible. Some people don't want me to look at them. Fine, I'll look at other people. Am I talking to somebody? Where is my Bible? Where's in my Bible? 10 o'clock. What kind of a runner is this one? Just ask them, what kind of a runner is this one? Can we talk about this? You see where our problem is. We are not enthusiastic about the gathering. Amen? A runner knows that I'm going to have to sleep early because tomorrow I have a race. I have a gathering. Amen? He understands that he has to do what? He has to sleep early. Amen? Some of us, 11 o'clock, we are still watching some useless program on TV. That's why you'll be sleeping today in the church. Wake up your neighbor there, he's sleeping. Hello. Because of what you were watching yesterday, you can't even understand what I'm saying. It's so difficult to connect. Maramurutunza ring, maramurutunza. Say never can turn a shabby lemma. It's what we were watching yesterday. It didn't prepare you nothing for today. Nothing. What is he saying? What is he saying? What is he saying? Say never, don't disturb me, please. Please, don't disturb me. I prepared myself for this spiritually, mentally, body. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still in the house of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there's a lot to learn from the natural things about spiritual things. There's a lot. You don't have to go for it. Just look at what is happening around you. And you'll see the excitement of people. Say, neighbor, just be excited about church, please. David says, I'm excited when they say, let's go into the house of the Lord. Come gather. He said, you should see me. Some of you, Sunday, oh, by the way, is church, by the way, oh. Say never. Kampano adula, man. No, say Oscar Dula, come, please, we need you. Amen? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You know, there's a song by a Nigerian a singer, you know, I like it. You know, when I'm running, I listen to it. You know, their tempo is very nice. Hallelujah. Amen. So he says that on Monday I do this. Monday morning I exercise. Tuesday I do this. Then I rehearse. Then I see the. And then Friday, Saturday I do performances. He said, but if you ask me what is the best day of my life, of the week, is when I praise the Lord on Sunday morning. Hallelujah. from Monday, you are saying, okay, but there's a best day that is coming, and that is Sunday morning, where I meet Christians, where I worship God, where I praise God. I'm trying to get you excited about Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We love Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here?
Amen.
Look at the neighbor, say, neighbor, are you here?
Amen.
Ask the other neighbor, are you sleeping or you're here? Aring unza roba unza khalea mubuso no le kai maobane in the church you be Hallelujah.
Amen.
The worshippers that bazama, bazama, bazama. Hazame. Hazame. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Are you going to be excited about Sunday morning?
Amen.
Are you going to be excited about Sunday morning? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can our TV go off at 6? On Saturday. Oh, somebody said, eh. Somebody said, what? Eh? You can't even imagine such a thing happen. It's beyond imagination. Or if you're watching TV, can it be a Christian program? I know there's pressures to be watching news and other things, but I'm telling you, there are things that just make things hard for us on Sunday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, do not forsake,
the gathering
of the saints. Can we say it again? Say, do not forsake,
the gathering
of the saints.
Of the saints.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we read it again? Which version is that? Can you read New King James Version? Can you read New King James Version, please? Hallelujah.
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together.
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together. Amen? Continue reading.
As is the habit of some.
As is the habit of some. As what? Look at your neighbor. Say, please, neighbor, can we drop this habit? Sunday is not negotiable. It's a must. Hello? Sunday is a must. Look at him, say, neighbor, I'm expecting you every Sunday. Honestly, I'm expecting you. You are disappointing me if you're not coming. Unless you are working. Yeah, that's fine. But if you're not working, please, I'm expecting to meet you here every Sunday. Don't leave me down here. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, read it again.
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together,
uh-huh,
as is the habit of some.
Uh-huh. Continue reading.
But encouraging one another.
Yes.
And so much the more as you see the day approaching.
Now, The word there, encouraging one another. Wow, I love it. Amen? Again, English is somewhat limited in trying to explain this word. In the Greek word is kaleo. Say kaleo, K-A-L-E-O, kaleo. Okay, so that English word, encourage, is trying to explain this word, kaleo. Amen? But if you look at it, it means so many things. Hallelujah. It means to gal, G-A-L, which means to call out, to call somebody out. In other words, when we gather together, I can call you out. If there's something wrong in your life, I can be able to say, brother, you need to attend to 1, 2, 3. You understand what I'm saying? Brother, I see something that is not right. Brother, the way you are talking, brother, sister, that's not the way to talk. This is where we are calling each other out. This is where we are correcting each other as believers. If you're not here, who's going to correct me? Because it looks like everybody's afraid of me. Whoever is remaining. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So, the same word is also used as a rooster. What a rooster would do is to crow, isn't it? Is it crow? Crow. It crows, isn't it? So, and in other words, this word will be likened to that in that time. It's like when you hear a rooster, you know that it's time to do something, isn't it? It gives you some sense of time. So there are certain things that people do in our midst that will tell you it's time, or people will tell you it's time to do certain things in your life. Amen. It's time to leave what you're doing. It's time to move there. It's time to... So all these things mean this word kaleo. So you see, there are different things that we'll be doing as we come together. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. The other meaning of this is to celebrate. And this is what I like, is to be excited over somebody's life. Are you hearing me? And then I'll give you the picture of runners, which is very beautiful. Last week I was running in the morning. It was during the week. And I suddenly see this car that is hooting and honking and I'm saying, what is that? I thought, when I'm hearing this, I thought it's not about me. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And then I lifted my eyes and I see this guy, literally he's sticking his head out of the car, his hand as well, and he says to me, move on, brother. And I say, hey. You see, runners have a tendency to be excited when they see another runner. You don't hear me what I'm saying. You know, my daughter commented the other day, I don't know what I said, because she says, there is always something that I say when I see another runner. Can you remember what I was not even aware that I'm saying the same things all the time. So she could even finish the sentence. Hallelujah. Because I get excited when I see another runner. And I wish I was there with the runner and running with the runner. You see, the runner understands one thing, and that is the message that I want to leave with you. Understands that when I see a runner running, it's not an easy thing. It does not matter how strong that person looks at the time. Something in him tells him, give up.
You didn't hear what I said.
It does not matter at the time whether he looks strong or not. But as the writer of the Hebrews say that we must run this with endurance, rimamele, because the road is asking questions all the time. I might look like I'm fit and strong, but I can tell you that something in me says, but what are you doing to yourself? Oh, am I talking to people who have ran before here? So when you see a person running, stop and encourage that person. When you see another Christian, you have just seen a person who needs encouragement. I don't care how many tongues they speak. I don't care how powerful the messages they preach. The truth is that they can feel the heat of the road. You see, some of us, we want to hide behind these performances. The truth is that we are human beings. Behind this, there's a human being. That's why people fall. Behind this, there's a human being. Behind this, all this, what we are doing, the preaching, the singing, there's a human being who can feel the heat of the road. So when you see a Christian, does not matter where that Christian, you meet a Christian in China, you must say, hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Hallelujah. You know, here's the thing about us in the world today. We are so hypocritical about everything. When I come to you and ask you, how are you, brother? I'm fine. How are you, sister? I'm good. I can ask any one of you, how are you? I'm fine. I'm fine. Never seen anybody say, I'm not fine. But yet there are so many people who are not fine in the world. But when you ask them, they say, because to them, they don't expect you to really care about what they are going through. So they're like, okay, fine. But here's the thing that I want you to do from now onward. When you see a Christian and you ask them, how are you? If they say, I'm fine, ask them again, and how are you? The moment you ask this question for the second time, they stop and think. No, it's good. Okay, but how are you? Now they're not going to give you the same thing again. They'll stop and think, but this person, what is the problem? They'll start now thinking, because the first answer they gave you was a reflex. Was automatic. This is the general answer we give to the world. That doesn't care what you're going through. But you must say, by the way, I'm your brother. I want to know how you are. Are you hearing me? Amen. That's why we are together. That's why we are together. People are heavily laden by many things. People are bothered by many things. In this world, you shall have trials and tribulation. Jesus Christ prayed, he said, this world will hate them, but I pray that you keep them there anyway. Amongst their haters. Are you hearing me? So a lot of things are going to happen to you. You're going to be persecuted. You're going to be, how can you say, okay, no, we're saying I'm fine because I don't want to confess negatively. You don't have to confess. Just tell me how you're doing. That's all. You know, some Christians won't even tell you that I'm exhausted. To them, it's a negative confession. Because they don't have anything like that. I'm tired. No, it's a negative confession. Ask your neighbor, how must we live now? Tell me, how must we live now? Honestly, what must we say now? Because we have to encourage one another. And how will we do that if we don't know what you're going through? You have to open up to somebody one day, although not everybody. Although not everybody. Hallelujah. Am I helping somebody here? The other word is support. Hallelujah. Amen. It refers to what? To support or support. Amen. Some form of strength, giving some form of strength and support to a person to hold on. That's why we are here. Amen. You know, one of the things that I like about runners is that, you know, when you're running, of course, there are people who run and they just want to finish, but majority of people who are running, they're just there to run. They're just running. They just want to finish, not to win. You understand what I'm saying? They just want to do what? To finish strong, not for a gold medal or silver or whatever. No, they just want to finish strong. Am I talking to somebody here? Majority of people who are there. And because of that, they're not competing. Are you hearing me? They're not competing. Those who are competing, maybe they are top 10, if they're like, that's it. The rest of us, we are just runners. So, say neighbor, you must just be a runner who? Forget this competitive business. It's like, you know, if you're not given certain position, it's like you have lost something. Always striving to recognition and all that. No, drop all that. Just run and enjoy the race. Because of this, this is what happens. When somebody comes behind you, what they would normally do, they would even slow down to say to you, you know what? We are almost there. Please, get strong. We are almost there. And they even run with you. They will reduce their pace a bit so that you can catch with them. They literally carry you forward. That's what's happening there. It's amazing. It's amazing. And also, there's not even racism. Kurumola, there's no racism. Whether it's a white man or a black man or whatever, when they are when they see you, people don't think about race there. I don't know. They don't think about it. When they see a runner, they just want to encourage this runner. Because they understand if that runner was not there, this race would not be the same. You don't hear what I'm saying to you. So every runner is important regardless of color. Are you hearing me? So when they see you struggling, they will come and encourage you. Brother, we are almost there. One kilometer to go. Let's go. Amen. This Christian journey need somebody to be with you. You don't hear this. You cannot do it alone. Hello? You cannot do it alone. And I know there will be people listening to this podcast, and some of them have given up on churches. They don't want to go to church anymore because they were disappointed. Because they were hurt in churches. YouTube is not the same as the gathering of the saints. Online is not the same as gathering of the saints. It's good to have it now and then, but if you think it's going to replace the gathering of the saints, you are lost. You are in trouble. You need a church. There are still good churches out there. You just have to search for them. I believe we are one of them. I don't know. You tell me. Is this church one of them? Hallelujah. Anybody who has given up on churches, give them this message to listen to so they can begin to gather again with other believers. Oh, yes. That is the lie of the devil. That is the lie of the devil. Nothing replaces this. Ask your neighbor, is this the same as YouTube, really? What you are doing here is the same as YouTube? Is it the same? Huh? Maybe it's the same. Is it the same? Is it the same as YouTube? Hallelujah. When we are gathered here, it is beautiful. Hallelujah. It is do what? It is beautiful when the brethren gather together in unity. It is beautiful. Hallelujah. So, those who have resorted to online churches, I don't believe it's the will of God to have online churches. I don't believe that. Without going to church at all, you're just online. I mean, when you are traveling once in a while, you cannot be in church, it's fine. We do live stream so that you can catch that. But for you to say that's from here, no more church, nothing, only live stream. Say neighbor, you're joking. Hallelujah. Am I talking to somebody here? Say neighbor, I believe you are not saying that. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ? Amen. Next time when you see a Christian, you have just seen somebody who needs encouragement. I want to say that again. No matter how strong they look, no matter how spiritual they sound, you have just seen somebody who needs a word of encouragement. Celebrate one when you see one, because you have just seen a miracle in a foreign world. You know, when you are in some countries where it's only whites, when you see a black person, you have just seen somebody from South Africa. Taba bulela language ya hao. Eh munna. Kataba khanditse Nigeria. Are you hearing me? Yes. That's how we should be as Christians. When you have seen one, just get excited. But today, the last person you want to see is a Christian. Oh, yes. Because of the experiences people have with Christians. The last thing they want to hear is somebody saying, I'm a Christian. That's the last thing. Because to them, Christian means pain, means torture, means torment, means disappointment, means hate, means everything. Yes, today. Because of what the devil has done in people's lives. But honestly, when you see a true Christian, it's time to be excited. You have just seen one
of your own. Hallelujah. In a hostile world that doesn't want both of us, by the way. It's the moment to embrace that Christian. Say, I don't know your name. I'll ask you later. I'm just happy to see you. Hold on, brother. Hallelujah. I'm done preaching. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Yes, sir.
The devil loves it when he divides us. He loves it. He loves it. Ke yona ntho ya hore a bone fela o batla. O batla khomi tsamaile iwane yekwa. Yeah. Atse bo latela. A iqetelle. You see, the strategy of the devil is simple. Get him out of the group. When he's isolated, finish him. So now, when you see somebody trying to hurt you in our midst, know that that one was planted by the devil to get you out. Refuse. Unless you are not sure if that place is of God or not, that's another story. But if you know this place is of God, but somebody fell out, come, fella, I will do some look. Amen. Itulele ngwaneso. Hlala. In fact, you can tell that person, okay, I understand, but mo ke a dula. Just in case, unana rotatsama. Mo ke a dula mo. Can continue what, yeah, it's unto e batla mara he o tsebe se salang. Kore. Wa bona stulo se ke relax itse wa mbona. Clap, clap, clap hands for Jesus Christ. You see, problem yalo nakur, instead of addressing the issue, because the issue korotama yake, you are busy. No, the quickly see the problem, the issue. Go to it. Kwelen le rata. Ausi. Mo. Agitzama. Awitetil. Are you hearing me? Abuti. Mo. Nagitzama. Waur mo outzama. No, kineku jetza fer. Nakarutzama. No. Make it your fella. Mo, it's a my. Check out and I tell you, come later. It's a Hawana way. Clap. Hallelujah. Are we blessed, Bazalwane? Let's give him a hand of praise. Amen. Let's get excited for each other. Amen. But what's what kirekiny one? Maraba kopa nakatropo karabatsiba. But what kirekiny one? Serious. I'm serious. Afitana fellas. Same church. Are you hearing me? And these things happen. Sadly, they happen. How many mzalwana at least? That's a start. This must be any mzalwana, okay? But for a start, starta kawa synagogue.
ko tsebela kerekeng wena. Nga bona phi wena e sonten ya.
Squeeze that person as ka gona lo hema.
Abo motho ntabetsu.
What do you want to be doing? Young people make Christianity so boring. Yeah. Honestly, you see, oh, this world, little khoile man. That person who keta u ba keta mujota nonsense so mona ngo keta a bona ba. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? How ka yo mufuto mukalo yo na we. Le facile batanga kanaga. Are you hearing me? We are too few to be devouring each other. Hello? We are too what? Too few to be finishing each other. Paul says, make sure a little time, whatever you're doing. Don't finish each other. Are you hearing me? Next time you see a synagogue, gogien, whatever you call it, in town, say, ha, when? Hey, Tabe. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Amen. People must want, ha, what one of it's all about Tabe, it's going to give another move to man. Hallelujah. Let's show this world Ribanaba Mut. Children of the same father. Hallelujah. Amen. We need some encouragement around. Say, no, we need some encouragement around it. Oh, yes. We can do with some encouragement. Clap, clap, clap hands for Jesus. So, it is just coming to my spirit now that I must also tell you to stop judging each other. In other words, the first thing we know and see in others is their faults and undeserving of the grace that we enjoy. And that blinds us to the truth. Let us leave to God that part and just love one another. Yes. I want to pray with you if you want to accept Jesus Christ. If you're saying today, I also want to be part of this family. I also want Jesus. You can pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I open my heart. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I separate from the things of the world. I follow you as my Lord. I believe you have died for me. I believe you have risen. I believe you are alive. And I thank you for the sacrifice. Wash me from all unrighteousness. I pray, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you that today you have received me into the kingdom as your child. And you have given me the right to be called the child of God. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.